children should be able to take risks, according to the TV star Ben Fogel. He's been married to his wife Marina for over 10 years, said that they also let their children play around with fire and snakes in the hope that it will kill any unhealthy obsession in the future. Interesting conversation coming up, actually, because earlier I spoke to Mike Fairclough, who's a primary school principal, and his school has a different approach to education and safety from many other schools. I began by asking him what he teaches his kids.
So we teach our children a range of different things. I mean, first of all, let me just say we're a state-funded school, 300 pupils, about two-thirds on free school meals, so it's quite a challenging area. And we do teach in the conventional manner as well. In fact, to the degree that our SATS results, which are the Year 6 tests, we have the highest grades in the local area. But in addition to that, we also teach our children things like clay pigeon shooting, target practice with air rifles. On a weekly basis, they'll go outside, they'll learn to light a fire in a safe way and cook over an open fire. They use knives. They have freedom to explore 120 acres of marshland that we lease from the local authority and things of that nature. So it's very much about children being very hands-on and not stopping them from having access to things which would be considered risky and dangerous.
What age are the kids who are using knives?
Pardon?
How old are the kids who are using knives?
Between the ages of 7 and 11.
And how do you let them use a knife safely?
Okay, so it's all about education. So one doesn't just give a child a knife and hope they don't sort of kill themselves or somebody else. You have to teach them very carefully about what the knife is for. So it's a tool for whittling sticks or making green tools, etc., or preparing vegetables for the food that they're about to cook. We then do something called a blood bubble, which is where the child, without a knife in their hand, will make a circle around their body whilst sitting down, and they can't be. Their hand must extend to the point where there isn't anyone within that blood bubble, and they must be sitting down and also whittling or cutting away from them. So they learn all of these things, and it's interesting and important to note as well that children do use knives across the country on a daily basis. They'll eat with a knife and fork when they're at home. So it's important to, I think, to understand that a knife is a tool for particular purposes which are important, and it can be misused, but of course we teach children to use the tools correctly.
Yeah, a big difference between using a knife at home at a dinner table and a hunting knife. Why would you want to get kids liking knives?
Well, there's not liking that. It's a tool. I mean, the thing is, it's like everyone. It's a dwindling art now, but most people should prepare fresh food every single day when they go home and they cook their dinner. So you're going to be chopping up vegetables and preparing meat, etc. At what point do we introduce people to that skill? Now, if you wait till adult life or maybe even late in the teens, that's incredibly late. Whereas if you start educating children early on and you have high expectations in terms of discipline and behaviour and you show all of the correct ways to use a knife, then you won't have any problems. And in fact, we've never had a child cut themselves with a knife, and they use sharp knives, and we've never had them cut themselves in the whole 10 years that we've been doing this.
Do you teach them how to make fire?
Yes, yeah, and that's with in a number of sort of traditional ways, mainly with a steel, and they'll learn how to forage for dry tinder and then make a fire, which can be used in all weathers.
And again, 7, 8, 9, and 10 year olds.
Yeah, and again, you could say, well, you know, what's the point of that? But again, it's an important skill to be able to know how to look after yourself. Okay, we're in the modern age now where you can, you know, there's microwaves and ovens and all the rest of it. But to be able to actually to light a fire safely and to cook over an open fire is a skill which actually, you know, you never know when you're going to need that in the future. And it's also something enjoyable. And something else I should say is that if you withhold these sorts of activities from children, such as lighting fires, then they will find a way to experiment. So most children, if they aren't exposed to fire and knives at some point, then they'll be looking for matches and lighters in the home and misusing them, and they're far more likely to burn themselves or cut themselves than if you do it within an educational setting.
What do you make about these comments by Ben Fogle about letting his children play around with fire and snakes, he says, in the hope it will kill any unhealthy obsessions in the future?
I completely agree. I think anything that is suppressed, anything at all, people start to get a little bit of a taste for, and it starts to become glamorous. And this is what we found with guns. We'll teach our children with the British Association of Shooting and Conservation. In fact, the guy who teaches our children is the same guy who taught Prince Harry and Prince William to shoot. And we will talk about the correct use of a firearm and also the serious consequences of misuse, i.e. you can go to prison for 15 years for not having a licence, etc. The children then learn how to use them. And, of course, like shotguns and air rifles are actually not for killing people. They're for... it's a sport for which we have Olympic medals, and B, it's a tool for managing the countryside. So the children learn about the correct use of firearm, and therefore they're less likely in the future to think, oh, great, I'm going to get a hold of a gun and start running around.
And why do you think this improves their performance at school?
Well, there's a lot of research about children being outside and the effects of being outside in terms of the impact on cognitive learning, and that's kind of multifaceted. But I think, to strip it back, I think if children are excited about coming to school, if they're given an exciting hands-on education, then they're going to feel more inspired about A, turning up to school, and B, their progress and attainment whilst they're here. So we'll do things like we'll have our children outside learning about the Bronze Age, for example, and they'll have the cold wind against their face, and they'll be lighting fires and smell the smoke, and we've got a herd of water buffalo on our land as well, and they'll roam across and look like ancient aurochs. Of course, when they go back into the classroom, instead of just saying to the children, okay, you're going to write a story about the Bronze Age, here's a picture of a Bronze Age man, off you go, they've actually lived as a Bronze Age person, and they can evoke all of those feelings in terms of sort of all of the senses, and they'll write quite lyrically, and of course it has an impact on their writing. And then with regards to maths, again, we'll make links to the natural world, so everything you can do in the classroom is possible to replicate in the outside world as well. And I think that ultimately, if you think about children at break and lunchtime, when they go out to break and lunch, they're running around, they're jumping around, they're doing all that kind of thing. It's our natural state to be outside. It's like, it's good to be able to learn and to be quiet and to sit at a desk and all of those sorts of things. And we do, we do have that expectation of our children as well, but it's the right thing to be able to expose them to being outside.
Yeah. But those skills that we've talked about would be dangerous in the wrong hands.
Yes, which is why it's important for adults to educate children. So if we don't educate children about knives and guns and fires in a real and responsible and hands-on manner, then they'll just find out for themselves in the wrong way with the wrong people.
Yeah, but if you have a kid gone off the rails, surely you've taught them about knives and fire.
But you don't have to. A child wouldn't have to have been exposed to knives and fire in order to misuse them outside of the school. I think that's more about mindset. And what we find is that we'll have children sometimes who've been excluded from other schools for swearing and fighting, etc. And because we have such a strict behaviour policy in terms of high expectations of children and a high level of trust, we find that we turn these children around. So they're far less likely to be violent and aggressive. Yeah.
It's really interesting. It really is, Mike. And thank you for sharing your experience with us, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Interesting. 0330 80 55 55. The journalist and commentator Dara Keeney is with us this morning. What do you make of this, Dara?
I found that very hard listening, Stephen. I found it very disturbing. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he is a headmaster of a school, but to put knives and fire under the control of someone as young as seven is just absolutely insane. I wonder, does he have kids of his own? I mean, it's all well and good saying that it's going to help them down the line, but and that's coming from an adult's perspective. But these kids don't think like adults. I think you asked the right questions there. I'm sorry he's not on the phone right now, because like I find it incredible that he uses the argument that if we suppress things, it'll be glamorized, and so why fight it, and why and so we should train them how to use knives and fire. But let's look at America, for example. I mean, guns aren't suppressed. The kids have access to guns all the time, and they're still glamorized. And look at all the shootings that are happening in America. I'm not saying everything.
Although that principle has the benefit of hindsight, in that he's been doing it for quite a while now, and he has been seeing the real results with the children he does teach, and not one child has come into harm because of what they've done. So he's got that under his belt, Dara.
How long, Steve? I mean, do you have kids? I mean, if your kids were going to school and you heard that there was a class that involved something called a blood bubble, and it was being described as an art form, and then you find out that they're holding like proper big knives and there's potential for you to learn how to use fire and to play with fire, that is so scary from my perspective. I mean, I'm all for getting my kids outside and learning about things, and if they were in school, learning about the Bronze Age and those wild buffalo running in the field, I'd love to be able to teach them about that. But when my kids go outside to get outdoor activities, it's with a hula hoop, it's with a skipping rope. They're 6 and 3 right now, and the thought that my eldest is 1 year away from potentially learning about knives and fire is absolutely frightening. I'm not buying it. I think it's insane.
Here's Jan and Ballygowan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. A long time since I heard you. Well, Stephen, I...
Well, where have you been? I've been here every day.
You were not. We're raking the roads and lying out in the sun and nothing on you, and we birds chasing after you.
I'm not sure if a bird's ever chased after me.
You wouldn't know. I wouldn't be surprised now. But anyway, that teacher that was on there, I fully agree with that man, because our Yvette and her groups went to school, and that we junior school, and they went away out now on a 2 day thing.
Yes,
and they did this, and I'm sure you did that too.
They made
a hut for starters to show how you would have stayed in that all night.
Yes,
then they made the fire with stones.
So you're saying there's nothing wrong with these kids getting...
No, I remember well us doing it ourselves, for God's sake. You put a row of stones right round and built it up like, and then you put sticks out across it, big thick sticks. Then you put the little twigs on and you started and rubbed until you got a fire going. And you knew
I've never done that in my life.
Fire, for God's sake.
So you rubbed and rubbed the sticks until you got the fire going? I've never done that in my life.
Well, now, you want to try it. And, I mean... My goodness gracious, you fired for yourself, Stephen. And the knife was used too. It had to be used, but it was taught to be used properly.
Darren?
Properly.
Thank you, John.
I mean, that's under strict supervision, and obviously your kids came out okay, but I just think it's frightening that you can actually open up the option for a kid.
It's not frightening at all.
Excuse me?
Could I just say something else too, Stephen?
Yes.
Well, whenever my daughter, was only 1 year old, I mean, 1 year, and I have, there's people about around the roads to prove it. She could use a knife and fork very well.
Knife
I'm talking about a proper little knife and fork.
Yes. Dara, thank you very much indeed. Jan, thank you. Nice to talk to you this morning.